Julius Caesar Returns to Britannia, written and narrated by Tony Dawson. A year rolled by, and Caesar thought it was high time those Brits were taught to show the Romans more respect. Insults couldn't go unchecked. So Caesar called up his number two to tell him what he planned to do. "Remember that officious Brit? The one I said I'd like to hit because he wouldn't let the mighty Caesar into Britannia without a visa?" "Oh, you mean in 55 BC, when you and I went on a spree in a birreme with a couple of legions, looking for Brits and blonde Norwegians?" "Right, but now it's 700 AUC. For you, no doubt, 56 BC. And I want to sort out that little man. So sit by me and hear my plan." "Okay, but it's 54 BC for your information, because we count backwards with this new notation." "So time's going backwards? You must be balmy. How do they let you join my army?" "It'll all come clear when C himself appears, though that won't be for 54 years. It's not worth worrying about for now, and I'm sure you don't want to have a row." Caesar pulled up a seat and took off his coat. "Just have a look at this flat-bottom boat I've designed for landing in Kent. I think you'll find its denarii well spent. Don't forget the water's pretty shallow. We need to get in close to shout, 'Hello!' Nice one, Caesar. How many do we need?" "About 800 ships should do the job." "Agreed." "And I thought 5 legions and 1,000 or 2,000 cavalry will certainly do to give the boys in blue something to think about. The mere sight of that lot should sort them out." Summer's the time for holiday trips. So Caesar loaded up his ships, and with his legions off he went to find a landing stage in Kent. They disembarked and marched inland, as Caesar was sick of sea and sand, until they found some Brits to fight, and quickly put the lot to flight. "Wednesday's child is full of woad," muttered Caesar, tramping down the road. So they were all born on the same day? Pretty strange, Tribune, wouldn't you say? "Great Caesar's wrong about our foe. Wednesday's child is full of woe," is how the saying goes, I'm afraid. Perhaps you need a hearing aid. Woad is just a kind of war paint. Primitive, but rather quaint. And what about their greasy hair? They could blue rinse that, for all I care, snapped Caesar, feeling like a duffer. Now the Tribune knew the Brits would suffer. Meanwhile, news came winging from the coast that made old Caesar choke upon his toast. Neptune and Aeolus had been very naughty, sinking plenty of his ships, about 40, according to reports. Caesar, purple in the face, roared, "I call that a damn disgrace. If they're supposed to be our gods, why are they helping the other bods?" "Here's a priestess. You should heed her. She says the Brits have got a brand new leader called Cassie Velaudus, she's been told, and by all accounts he's pretty bold. He gave the Trinovantes a right bashing and boasts he'll give us all a thrashing. He'll change his tune soon enough when he's parading in the buff at my triumph back in Rome. It'll be a long time before he sees home," muttered Caesar through gritted teeth, fingering his sword in its sheath. But Cassie Velaudus proved elusive, making Caesar still more abusive about the blue-painted locals, calling them all stupid yokels. Caesar growled, Well, I guess we'll have to put this Cassie under stress. We Romans always win our wars. Just you watch him wet his drawers. Now that he was in dire straits, Cassie Volornus called up his mates. But still the Romans won the day, and Cassie Volornus had to pay. A hostage here, a hostage there, some British pounds to pay the fare, and a load of post-dated visas, in case there were any returning Caesars. Fat chance of that, snapped Julius the Glorious, not knowing that the stammering Claudius would send his legions to reconquer the southern regions. Although Caesar found Gaul so galling, he thought Britannia was appalling. The natives were hostile and quite coarse. They drank and bawled till they were hoarse. He also realised they were all the same as the Jobsworth he'd met when he first came. Caesar groaned, "I'll never understand why anyone comes to this damned land in the first place. They've got such awful weather. It's time to leave here, hell for leather." "Caesar has decided," he proclaimed, "as the boss that we're going back. It's time to cross the channel and leave this Jobsworth's paradise to the woad-covered Brits and their woad-covered lice."